and she had extra space in her yard, and she had a hand plow with a wheel, you know.
Yeah.
And she'd push it as much as she could. If it was a springtime and we'd had a wet year, she could push it for a while, but she'd get her husband out there, and he'd always complain when he got home from work. Oh, I can't do this. My plumbago, he'd say.
My plumbago is acting up.
That's what we kids called him. All the kids in the neighborhood called him plumbago. But anyway, there was that kind, and then there was the kind of, that people used, you know, to with horses, mm-hmm. teams of horses.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But there were the plows, and then there were the rakes that raked it, and then they had this big, and I don't know what they call it, the big flat thing that they dragged over, you know, to smooth out the ground.
Have you ever heard of a harrow?
Harrow, yes.
Is that what it, yes, is that the rake one or the flat one?
No, that's the rake one.
Yes. I think it progressively gets finer and finer what
yes.
you're doing. The plow
yes.
is the rough stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
True. But that's real farming. We didn't have real farming, so I don't know much about that.
The terrain isn't right for it. Now in Nebraska, yes.
In Nebraska, they would know.
Yes. Can you name some tools that were used to work with cattle and sheep, such as branding irons and dehorners, things like that you remember?
No, because I never got that involved. They didn't let kids do that into areas like that. You know, I can remember going up to a friend's house. Her father had a lot of cattle. In fact, he provided cattle to the studios until he died about 10 years ago or so. Ramas and all that kind of thing, you know. And when they were going to cut the little bulls.
Yes, that's one of the next
or they
questions.
Were going,
so,
they
yes.
were going to brand, mm-hmm. you know. We kids were not allowed out of the house yard.
Because they'd stampede or because it wasn't decent for you to see it?
It
or?
Wasn't something for us to see. Ladies didn't see things like that. And even when we were teenagers, we didn't get to go down there.
No, can you remember a term for bulls that would be used in polite company?
Bull?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bull.
Just that, nothing
yeah.
more delicate. Okay. All right. The thing you would use to cut the wool off sheep?
Well, they had sheep shears.
Any kind of names of motorized vehicles that were on a farm or a ranch?
Well, on farms, I guess they had tractors and trucks and things like that. On ranches, they just had trucks.
Okay. And wagons, any special names?
Well, I guess they did it originally, you know. I don't remember anybody that I knew that had a ranch that had a wagon in those days, you know. Hay wagon.
Maybe, yes.
Yeah.
Trucks by then would
yeah.
have been the logical choice. Did your family keep guns around the house?
Yes, we had hunting rifles and shotguns.
Okay. Yep. So, what are the things that you put in guns?
Shells.
Okay.